Thank you for introduction. I would like to say that I'm very glad that I have the opportunity to speak here and that I can visit Parameter Institute, which is a great place to work. I'm working with David on some higher dimensional black holes currently and so on, but I decided that I will speak about something different, about what I got tasked that I should take, should get some sexy name for the talk, so bungee jumping is here, but essentially what is it? It will be about symmetric, about accelerating black holes. So what I want to show is global structure and some causal structure of the solution, which really represents two or one accelerated black hole moving in, preferably in AdS spacetime. I think that this is actually a very interesting solution. Very interesting solution because it represents non-trivially moving objects, which is in general relativity is not so easy to find an really exact solution of something which is not just sitting here, or just that something is moving. Of course, it will be with some exception that I am saying that it is moving, but it is moving in a very special way. So again, it will be a solution with high symmetry. So our plan is that I want to speak of mine about symmetric. There will be two mine cases, subcritical, supercritical acceleration, but we will say also something about accelerated observers and about symmetric with vanishing lambda. So as I already mentioned, symmetric, you can imagine it as some black hole which is attached to the string, to the rope, which is pulling it and gives it the acceleration. It will be uniform acceleration A. It has two symmetries, two Kling vectors. One will be a rotational symmetry around the axis of the motion, about the direction of the motion. And other symmetry is booster symmetry. Yeah, so other Kling vector will be a time-like vector, at least in some parts of the universe. And it will have bifurcations structure similar to Rindler Kling vector in the Minkowski space. So it is my reason why we are saying that describe some object moving with uniform acceleration because it's moving along such Kling vector. Why I cannot measure directly what is acceleration of black hole? Because it is really a gravitating system and this black hole are dragging frames which itself. So essentially, the black hole is moving, so it's actually dragging the inertial frames together. So I cannot take some background to which I will measure acceleration of black hole because the black hole itself is dragging the background with itself in intuitional way. So it isn't possible to really measure, okay, horizon is moving with acceleration or center of black hole, similar as I can do for the accelerated observers. But it has same structure of the symmetry, same global structure. So it's my reason why we the call is accelerated black holes. It will be clearer later when we go to the details. It is Petrov type D solution. So it has two double principal non-direction, which are double degenerated. And it's part of the Plevansky-Demyansky family of solution, which describes all possible black holes. So what can we switch on in this symmetric? We have cosmological constant there. It works for all value of cosmological constant. It can be charged. It can be rotating. I will be speaking about non-spinning asymmetric, but it can be also rotating. And we can take also various extrema limit. There will be a couple of horizons there. So there is a lot of degenerated solution where some parameter coincides and the structure is slightly different. There's a couple of relative solutions which are in some way connected with the symmetric. The classical predecessor of the symmetric is standard Born solution, that I have accelerated charges and field around these accelerated charges. It's very unique, very special. It was widely discussed in the past. Because it's you can compute what is radiation and it doesn't behave as one would expect at the first moment. We can compute radiation interaction for and so on. So in this context, it was widely discussed. We also did some discussion in with non-zero lambda recently or about in 2002. Symmetrical is also related to black ring solutions. It's not a direct link, but when you look on the black ring solution, it has some time direction and four-dimensional part, which is conformal to Euclidean version of symmetric. So if I take symmetric, I take Euclidean version without time, and I somehow take direct product or work product with the time direction, it leads to the black ring. Yeah, so some of the structure can be, or the properties of coordinates used in the black ring are related to those in symmetry. And there are also other interesting objects, which was called black funnels and droplets in the paper of the, Veronika Hubeny and Marolf and Rangamani. They took some special limit of the symmetric where the parameters goes to infinity. There are some degenerated variants. So essentially this black holes or black objects prolongs to the infinity. So it's also interesting application. Symmetric was used as part, it belongs to boost rotational symmetric solution, and this solution was sometimes used to test some numerical calculation because there are rather rich family of exact solution, so it can be compared with some numerical calculation. There was discussed cosmological production of black hole pairs using symmetric. There is nice example of Randerson's model in 3+1 dimension by Emparan, Horowitz, and Myers. Also we recently we are trying to using the symmetric for calculation of entanglement entropy, where entanglement entropy in ADS infinity for domain in the ADS infinity can be approximated by the area of the surface of minimal surface which is spent on the boundary of this domain. And of course, it would be nice to calculate such or to find such minimal surfaces in some specific examples to have really exact solution. We did this in empty ADS, but it was done somehow in ADS with black hole. But this is probably next candidate where something could be done, that we will have accelerated black holes inside of ADS and calculating some or looking for some minimal surfaces spent on the boundary.
You're talking about having the horizon go out to the boundary.
Not the horizon of actually we will see that black holes will go to the ADS boundary, but in calculation of this minimal surfaces it will not be this will not be important. What we want is some space time which is asymptotic ADS structure. So it's infinity similar to ADS, empty ADS, but there is something inside. And we will choose some boundary at the infinity and spend the minimal surface on that. And because this is still a highly symmetrical case, the equation can be written down really and try to be solved. It leads to the ordinary differential equation in some symmetrical for some symmetrical choice of the surfaces.
I'm just asking simply because Christoph Schamoussis and I wrote down something which is sort of based on the symmetric in ADS, which does go out to the boundary, which was something that I think Veronica and were confused when they were looking at their black funnels and droplets. Mm-hmm. So I'm just pointing that out.
It's true that this would be probably next case to also check. This prolonging black holes horizon or funnels horizontal infinity. Okay, so what is symmetric? Oh, doesn't fit. So we have metric here. It has coordinates these four coordinates. I will discuss them later. So we have mass parameter, charge parameter, acceleration parameter. There is one hidden parameter, which is conicity around the axis, which tells changing this conicity, we can add some string on the axis. But what is important that black holes is actually splitting the axis to a couple of two parts, or if we have two black holes, it will be to three parts. And conicity on these different parts of the axis is different. So it cannot be eliminated by choosing this constants on the whole axis. it has to remain at least on some part, which exactly corresponds to our intuition that we have some agent which is pulling the black hole towards infinity. And we have cosmological constant there. I already said that. That it has two symmetries, time and rotational symmetry, double degenerated null direction, conical singularity. Okay. We can split this metric to two important cases. Yeah, so I make some linear reparametrization of coordinates. It is important that there is qualitatively different case for small acceleration and for big acceleration, and the critical one is given by cosmological scale. Why we have these two cases? What is the difference? Maybe it's good to remind how it looks for the simple accelerated observers. In Minkowski space, we have, roughly speaking, also two cases. One is unaccelerated observer, and other case is accelerated observers. Unaccelerated observer in Minkowski in conformal diagram will be just straight line. Accelerated observer, they are two hyperbolic moving particles. They can be drawn in the conformal diagram and as these two lines. When I adjust the compactification property to the acceleration. And similarly, in ADS, the sitter, we have similar situation. Only this case, when we have one accelerated observer, is wider. It works for acceleration smaller than this cosmological scale. Reason is that in ADS spacetime, we have a cosmological attraction, that everything is somehow attracted together. If we take two freely falling observers at the same distance, they will be falling towards together. So if I want to take one freely falling observer and other one which will be at the constant distance, it has to have some motor. It has to have some. It has to hold on some rope or something to be at the constant distance. So it is exactly this case that I have geodesical observer and other observer holding at the constant distance. And this observer will have non-trivial acceleration, and this acceleration will be smaller than 1 over L. It will depend on the distance from the center, but it will be always smaller than 1 over L. If you have acceleration bigger than 1 over L, it will look more as in Minkowski space, that this observer will be It will enter the ADS from the infinity by speed of light. It will be decelerating, stops, and goes back to the infinity. Exactly these two cases will be generalized in the symmetric. There will be two cases for the symmetric. So back to the symmetric, we have these four coordinates. I already said tau is time coordinate. What I call upsilon here is radial coordinate. This is the label, psi label, angle from the axis, and phi is angle around the axis. We can identify some physical parameters or physical values of this metric function. This metric function gives us where is the axis. Zero roots of the g gives us the axis. Roots of the function f give us horizons. And we see that there is distinction between these two cases. In one case, we have only two horizons. In other case, we have four horizons. This number is for non-zero charge. If we have zero charge, it will be one horizon less. And we have also conformal factor in front, which tells us where is the infinity, essentially. Zeros of the conformal factor gives us the location of the infinity. We can rewrite it in more black hole-like coordinates. So main difference is that R is 1 over epsilon from the previous metric. And it looks really as some black hole metric. This H, which is really some polynomial well-known form. But there is some conformal factor in front of this metric. Because the definition of black hole depends essentially on the causal structure. On the horizon is null surface. This conformal rescaling will not change the causal structure of the interior of black hole. Yet the horizon will be same inner structure, inner horizon will be also the same independently on the conformal factor in front. This conformal factor will mainly speak or tell us what where is the infinity. So let's go to the simple case. I want to draw some three-dimensional diagram, so I want to first introduce how I construct this diagram. So first simple case, an accelerator observed in Minkowski. I want to change it to black hole. So this is simple Schwarzschild or Reissner-Reynolds and black hole. We all know this diagrams. And I will be mainly interested in the exterior of the black hole. Interior of the black hole will be in for the symmetric very similar to this Schwarzschild-like structure or this Reissner-Nordström structure. First, let's stop with the simple Minkowski space. So what actually I want to draw are diagrams of this kind that I will rotate. It should rotate around. But there is some. Okay, let's try it one more. It worked. Okay, maybe I just. Okay, it's not. Yeah, so this simple rotation, it gives us a three-dimensional diagram. So, but we want to do it for black hole. So here we have a black hole. I open the sky, which is infinity, and now I see something which I switch this unexcited observer to the black hole, which here looks very strangely. Yeah? It looks as this shape because I squeeze it artificially. So it should look something as this. Yeah, so this is exterior of the black hole. Again, the idea is that I take this exterior of the classical diagram and I rotate it around the axis. Of course, this is horizon and I can go through it and there is some additional structure here and the Reissner-Reynolds then bridge to other part of the universe, but it is not described here because symmetric will differ mainly in this exterior part. So I will be looking on this. Okay, so this kind of a diagram I want to present. So we can move to the case when we have lambda and we have acceleration. So in that case, we have observer which is sitting at some constant distance from the origin. And when I change this to the black hole, so essentially I take the symmetric and I make classicalization. Conformal diagrams look something as this. So this is very similar to the Schwarzschild solution. We see singularity, even horizons. Only difference is that instead of null sky, we have time-like sky here. Yeah, so we have sky which is similar to ADS. If we switch off the mass, it gives us empty ADS in some strange classicalization, in some strange coordinates. This should be essentially same as this picture, only that I squeezed also time infinity in some non-uniform way to the finite picture. So it is this picture. But and if I switch on the charge, what is only changing is the interior of black hole, or changing from the point of causal structure. Exterior will be similar, and again, I will be mainly interested in this exterior part. What is, however, different is that this picture is a diagram of psi constant, so of this angular coordinate constant. But when I change this constant, the position of the infinity is changing. Yeah, so essentially, for each psi, I have a slightly different diagram with different position of that infinity. And it is nicely viewed in the diagram when I glue again. If I make rotation with this angular coordinate, it gives me this picture for the accelerated black hole in ADS. So essentially, essentially, we have this picture. I said that the diagram for different angular value changed slightly infinity. It corresponds to this deformation of the infinity. What does it mean that my infinity is deformed? It is not actually that infinity is deformed. It's more like that I use coordinates which are centered on the black hole, which is not in the center of the ADS universe. Yeah, so my coordinates are adapted to black holes. And because this black hole is some held by the string in non-central position in ADS, the ADS infinity is deformed in this frame. Yeah, so this deformation of the sky corresponds to the acceleration of black hole.
So there's a conical deficit from the boundary out to the boundary.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it will be. Yeah, it will be this conical deficit will be somewhere, I think, on this axis. You can switch it whether it is pulling or pushing, but typically it will be on from the black hole extending to the infinity. I have other picture for that. Something as this, that where I try to show this non-smoothness on the axis. Of course, this is embedding to Euclidean space. It cannot be truly done. But this suggests that on one section, there will be unsmooth conical singularity, which is extending to the infinity. Yeah. Okay, what about this more interesting supercritical case? So till now we spoke about the generalization of the Schwarzschild IDS black hole. It's this diagram look very similar to Schwarzschild IDS. And really, if you switch off the acceleration, it just make the symmetrical position of this infinity. It will be almost the same. But this other case, the supercritical case, is qualitatively different. It should correspond to these two moving black holes. When you do classicalization, draw the conformal diagrams, something strange happened. These three diagrams, they all correspond to zero charge, non-zero mass. So they all represent one solution. It is not that this, they all have zero charge. And difference between these diagrams is position of this angular coordinate. So before that, we have seen that the position of the infinity slightly changed. Here it is dramatical change. We have three different, qualitatively different horizons. They have three different pictures. They have different number of horizons inside. Yeah, so now it's question, it was when I saw this first time, I was puzzled how this can be one solution, how this should be glued to have a proper space-time picture. What is also strange is that here you have time-like infinity, as it should be in ADS. But here we have space-like infinity. How is it possible when we have negative cosmological constant? But we will see that it is just artificial property of these diagrams. When we switch on the charge, exterior is very similar, but interior change to the Reisner-Nordström case that should be prolonged here. Okay. So I said that this should be generalization of the two accelerated observers. So I will start with Minkowski accelerated observers in Minkowski space. And so it looks, we already seen it here. Maybe it is interesting to draw the acceleration horizon between these two observers. Yeah, which is usually viewed as two planes. Which form the accelerating horizon. In this compactified picture, it's actually more like as light cones located with vertex on the points where the observers enter or go out from the universe. Yeah? So these are essentially two light cones. And so from outside, we have seen it, it looks as this. And now if I add this, I want to change this picture to black hole picture. So I will now draw the picture for symmetric with zero lambda. So again, it we see this acceleration horizon, and when I open this horizon, it gives me these two black holes. I'm sorry that it takes much longer time than usually.
We've probably got one of the others is still flowing.
It should not be a problem. Yeah, so we have these black holes here. Again, I said that this is artificially squeezed black hole, so I can try to expand it. Yes, to something as this. Because even this diagram is deforming, because in 2D we can always choose that your null direction are in angle of 45 degree, diagonal degree. In 3D you cannot do that for all degrees, or for all direction. You can just choose some of them which will look as this. Yeah, so this is more trying somehow emphasize what is causal structure. This black hole horizon should be something as this null cone. Yeah, and we have two null cores which enters the asymptotic, but this infinity should be also null in this case, which is not, it's only partially seen here, possible to see here. Okay, now how this picture is obtained from the two-dimensional diagram. So if I take symmetric with zero lambda, its classicalization look as this. For almost all values of the angular coordinate. There is only two specific cases on the axis, this diagram deforms to these two. Yeah, so for a different psi, the position of infinity is slightly changing, yeah, but on the axis looks as this. How these diagrams are glued? The keyword is bispherical coordinates or bipolar coordinates. How we have to look on that, that we have essentially two black holes, and this coordinates, radial and angular coordinates from the symmetrics are essentially bispherical. That one measure the distance from one center or from the other center, and other coordinates is line which is joining these two centers. And these conformal diagrams, what I've shown, these are psi constants. So it's, they are somehow raised on this line. Yeah, so we, if I time direction, it will be toward us on this line. Yeah, so when I glue these two-dimensional diagrams in this way, I will get this three-dimensional picture where this conformal diagram is embedded in this way. Yeah, so you see different values of the infinity in two dimensions, in two dimensions, is completely artificial. It's question of intersection of some time-like surface with now infinity, and this intersection can change depending on your surface, which where is it? Yeah, so, in this way, we obtain these two black holes moving in post. Now we would like to switch on the cosmological constant. For that, I have to go. Okay, maybe first some picture of surfaces of constant time is here, and surface of constant radial coordinate. You see that it is really some coordinates around the black hole. Of course, if you go above the acceleration horizon, it will change character. That time's surfaces will be time-like, and radial will be space-like. Okay. Now we want to switch on the cosmological constant. It corresponds to this picture when we don't have black holes. And if we, but first, let's try to understand how to make three-dimensional diagram of this empty ADS with two accelerated observers. For that, I can take symmetric and I can switch over the mass and charge, but keep the acceleration above supercritical acceleration. So in that case, I will obtain this kind of metric, yeah, which is just empty ADS in some symmetric coordinates. Classical diagrams look as this. Again, we have some three cases depending on your psi. Yeah, depending on the angular coordinates, you get three different diagrams for one empty ADS spacetime. So how these diagrams should be glued together to form standard picture of ADS? So for that, it's important to introduce some kind of acceleration coordinates, or try to find what is the relation of the standard cosmological coordinates of ADS with the symmetric one. Yeah, so it's possible to show that essentially that we have some kind of two frames. Yeah? One is this cosmological frame in which ADS looks as the standard cylinder. You have Lobachevsky space times time, and this Lobachevsky space is compactified, or hyperbolic space is compactified to hemisphere, and here we have this cylinder. Yeah? Hemisphere is one line here, and here is time. And when you draw these symmetric coordinates, they look something as this. And they are, or some coordinates related to the symmetric, they are somehow deformed. And you can make this deformation in opposite way, that I take this symmetrical-like coordinates as standard grid and deform this cosmological one. So this is equivalent picture of ADS. Only your accelerated observer will be straight line here. Yeah, so this line here, it will be this will be accelerated observer. So these are essentially coordinates which are much more linked to the symmetric. So let's look on the n-three-dimensional picture. So this is standard picture of ADS, three cosmological coordinates, and here are accelerated observers. Now I can draw the symmetric coordinates in this picture. They are something as this. We have a radial coordinate which is around this accelerated observer. Yep. And other coordinates which goes from one observer to other observer, which gives some surfaces is joining these two observers. And I can redraw this picture in this accelerated frame. When I take a standard grid, the symmetric coordinates. So again, we have some. Again. Yeah, so this is the formation that your accelerated observers are straight lines and coordinates are spent on them. Yeah, this is radial coordinate, this is angular coordinate, and time-like coordinate, at least in some domain, it is time-like coordinate. Yeah, so this symmetric will be actual generalization of this kind of picture. Yeah, that we have again the picture which is centered on the two black holes, yeah, which is not infinity will be somehow deformed. So we can look on that. So we have seen already this picture. We want to glue these three diagrams to form some picture of three-dimensional picture for a symmetric. And it is here. Yeah, so from outside, it is this deformed sky, deformed infinity of IDS universe. But when I open it, okay. Just try it again. Okay, so maybe it will work now. sorry for that. So here it is. So we have, we change the accelerated observer to the black hole structure. And we, when we expand this black hole structure, we will have again this cone-like representation of outer horizon of black hole. These two black holes are separated by acceleration horizon, which causally separate these two. But you see that there is naturally some other pair of such black holes later on. And they are separated by another horizon. And these black holes are essentially entering through the ADS infinity inside of the spacetimes. They are going towards each other, but decelerating by string from the infinity. And they stop and go back to the infinity when they go out again, out from the spacetime. So here there is no black hole. Here you have a pair of black holes, and again they disappear. There is no black hole here. And now embedding of these two dimensional diagrams. So again, it is interplay between what on which surface you draw your diagram. That we have surfaces which are spent on the lines between two centers. And depending where this surface cut the ADS infinity, it gives you different conformal diagrams in 2D. I will try to look on that from one another picture. I hope it loads. I can look also from the top. And you see this bispherical or bipolar structure, that you have line joining two black holes, and this conformal diagram is spent on this line. Yes.
So this is really like the analog of the vacuum symmetric that you've got, you know, that double.
Exactly. Yeah. Only that here you have more pairs. Yeah. In the
previous
case, it's end here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's repeating and. And you have some another cosmological horizon between. And of course, the infinity is time-like.
Yeah.
So difference. Yeah, but yes, this is exactly
so. What the new one is the very small acceleration one where it's. Have you shown us that yet?
Yeah, the first one, it was with small acceleration. It was
this
one.
That one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it is again the generalization of the standard Schwarzschild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in zero lambda, you have only just one case of this single black hole. And in ADS, you have bigger range of accelerations.
Just remind me, the Emperor Myers Brainwell black hole, was that that's one with the V, this?
I think that they have some extreme case. I think that in the paper they had some case which. Where two of these horizons, I think, coincide or something. Or maybe it is this extremal case of acceleration is 1 over L, which I don't discuss here. And this borderline, but in these two cases, it is special one.
Right.
Yeah, it's more adjusted to Kling vector, which is natural for Poincaré patch of ADS. Yeah, so it is special extreme case, which I don't have.
Oh, so that's the one you used.
Yeah, so this one, the other picture of what we have seen just here, and it's actually all. So just number of moving pictures of black holes.
So in the case of your black holes from infinity, how big is the deficit angle?
Deficit angle is again from you can put it either between the
both ends and axis.
Yeah, and or from the on the axis. Yeah, it's from, and or on the axis from the infinity to this black hole. It's the same. It doesn't change.
Yeah, no. I'm just wondering whether because the normal physical intuition is you can't get a massive particle out to ADS infinity. You can get a massless one. But
it is attached by the string.
I'm wondering whether we've done something unphysical with the deficit. quite.
It's actually entering. It's true that it is, or at least on the this particle level, it's entering by speed of light, asymptotically. It's going from the infinity by speed of light.
Well, but I should be able to drop a particle into this. Right? I should be able to tell the difference. So that's why I'm confused.
But can't you, if you allow your particle to accelerate, shouldn't you
go off to the boundary? No, you can't get a massive one. It's a massive one.
It's really massive, does it, as you go off to
Yeah, you would take an infinite amount of energy to get it out. Massive one to always turn.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm saying, that it's really, you have to accelerate it all time, so it has to approach the speed of light, so it's have infinite amount of energy, in some sense, on the particle.
Yeah, but
never.
I think Ether's saying to me more than that. So normally, a ringless space, right, your observer asymptotes the speed of light, but if you were boost, if you were, does your massive particle become, I suppose it has to become infinitely massive if it's approaching the speed of light.
The total energy of the space time is really conserved, so you're not going to be able to do that.
But you can't get bigger than the 2 pi deficit angle because you always set periodicity of phi in one axis to be 2 pi, right? So there's no conical deficit.
Right.
And then when you go to the other one, you can't really have more than 2 pi.
I don't know. I mean,
on the other side, it is completely fixed. Yeah, there is a fixed difference between one axis and other axis. Mm-hmm. You can put it to the regular one on axis between, and you have some non-trivial deficit outside.
Well, if we put it in between, then there's an excess
it is struck.
That's normally to bring out a negative energy source.
Yeah.
And so most of us would say that's opposite.
Yeah. And of course, this source would be also there before creation of these two black holes. Yeah, that in this.
So
it would be here even before. Yeah, and now somehow the two black holes would enter and there will be between.
So you're saying that in those middle pieces, there's still the conical deficit?
If you put strut between.
If it's a strut.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, if you choose it to be regular in middle, it will be non-regular here.
So within your red sections,
you can,
is it an ADS case or no?
Yes.
I think that this is middle section, and the conical singularity has to be here. Either it has to be on this part. Yeah, this axis goes.
So
if
there's no black hole, there's no conical deficit.
I mean, that's what I would normally say.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, okay.
And I think the conical deficit isn't going crazy either because it's just given by the derivatives of those functions, you know, the original polynomials.
But there is, I think, a completely regular expression for this item here, but it actually has an essential Newtonian form that it's
just physically very strange. Yeah,
because this solution corresponds to some infinite acceleration, infinitely long going. It's non-physical, certainly. Even in the zero lambda, I said that infinity looks as asymptotically Minkowski, but it is not strictly speaking asymptotically flat because this conical singularity is extending to the infinity. Yeah, so the sky is not regular everywhere, for example.
So I mean, I could wonder, you know, if I'm sitting out there, I fall into the black hole, and then I get out to the infinity. This is very weird.
Is there any radiation for something in space time?
Pardon?
Is there any radiation?
I don't know in ADS because in that case it's not completely clear how to evaluate it. In the zero lambda, the information function was calculated, and but it is again this subtle question, similar to Born solution, where you have accelerated sources, but you don't have radiation at the infinite. Yeah, because in somehow it is symmetrical solution, which is some combination of the retarded advanced effects, and it is static solution at the end. Yeah, so this is a bit controversial, and I think that similar problem was this information function, but I don't know exactly how.